Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 to 7. They read, "Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself down. For it is written, He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.' Jesus answered him, 'It is also written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Well, Jesus is smart here, one could say. He understands that the original context of the quote from Psalm 91 that the devil uses is a little bit different. It reads in that passage, Psalm 91 verses 11 and 12, "He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, that they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." So an accurate quote, except the context is different. In Psalm 91, it's written about God protecting his people when threats come upon them from without, from outside of them. They're not dangers of their own making. And of course, if Jesus does just throw himself down, he is putting himself willfully in danger. And that is a different context. And there is no promise from Psalm 91 in that situation. So this is a correct quote by the devil, but it is misapplied. That's very interesting and makes us think about how much we respect God's word. Do we look at the original context before deciding whether we are to practice a certain thing or obey a certain command? Do we look carefully enough? Jesus answers the devil with a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test as you did at Massa." It refers to the time when Israel tested God by refusing to accept God was with them unless he performed a sign. That was Exodus 17, verse 7. In other words, they are setting the agenda. They are not allowing God to be sovereign. That's the real test for us. Will we allow God to be God? Will we be wholehearted in our practice of Scripture, where it clearly is a command to us, and not look for conveniency, for Scriptures of convenience that make us feel better about our practice, and taking them out of context so that we justify the way we live, instead of living out the Scriptures even when it's uncomfortable, as it was for Jesus here in the desert? Let us be careful to respect God's word in the way that it deserves. We'll go on to the third temptation next time. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.